assume the lead as he goes underneath the Toyota Bridge.
And it's Matt Down up the hill into the blind corner, turn two. Ty Gibbs shakes away. Jesse Love takes a three wide exiting turn two and gets into that second position with Sam Mayer at third as Justin Allgaier lunges two wide with Sheldon Smith at turn three. Ty Gibbs gets away there in the lead.
A hard break into turn four. It's going to be Ty Gibbs by four car lengths right in his tire tracks. Three car lengths back now. It's going to be Jesse Love. Sam Mayer looks to the inside of Love. Nothing going on there. Three wide behind them. Allgaier is hung up on the outside. Shane Van Gisbergen on the inside, and they stay that way into seven.
Van Gisbergen right on the back bumper of Sheldon Creed as they hit the S's right now. A lot of hard action going through there as the field heads down through the S's right now. Ty Gibbs leading the way with Jesse Love and Sam Mayer.
After winning at Portland, Van Gisbergen surmised that he needed to learn how to race aggressively on restarts. He's doing that so far. He restarted eighth. He's going after the fourth position. He'll get to the inside of Sheldon Creed in turn number 11. The front three are nose to tail off turn number 11. It is Ty Gibbs leading the race, followed by Jesse Love and Sam Mayer.
As they come across the stripe, 20 laps to go in stage number two. Top three have broken away. Van Gisbergen now has moved up to the fifth spot and now putting the heat on Sheldon Creed in turn number two.
That's about four spots gained to this restart by SVG there in that fifth position as Sheldon Creed exits wide of turn two. Van Gisbergen right at his tire tracks and Justin Allgaier behind them. In front of them exiting turn 3A, Sam Mayer trying to look to the inside of Jesse Love down the hill to turn four.
Gibbs the leader back into turn four. Hard right-hand turn. He's two car lengths to the good over Jesse Love. Third is Sam Mayer. Then it's a gap till you get back to the 18 machine of Sheldon Creed. Moving to the inside of Creed. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen. He will take over the fourth spot.
Shane Van Gisbergen now, that left-hand turn down into the S's. He's going to have to make up just a little bit of ground before he can catch the back bumper of Sam Mayer. But right now, the top three not getting away from each other with Ty Gibbs, Jesse Love, and Sam Mayer.
Ty Gibbs is able to keep tempo with Shane Van Gisbergen during that first stage, but never able to seriously challenge for the race lead. Now he's got it. Let's see if he can hang on to it. As he bends right, 180 degrees down into first gear in turn number 11. That billiard table flat turn. He wiggles the car just a bit. Looked like on purpose coming off 11.
A moment ago, we had the Leland Honeyman machine spun at the exit of turn one, went off into the dirt. He was able to refire, get back onto the racetrack. We remain under green. Ty Gibbs your leader over Jesse Love. They're 1.1 second ahead of Sam Mayer, 3 seconds ahead of SVG.
And they come through turn number three right now. SVG does as he gets on the brakes, back on the throttle really hard, turns that car right then left. It comes down the hill into turn number four, leading a big old train of cars.
Front three pulling away a little bit right now. That's Ty Gibbs, Jesse Love, and Sam Mayer. We'll see if SVG can make up any ground right now. He got around Chandler Smith. He picked up that spot, and he got around also Sheldon Creed. He's still about 10 car lengths away from third.
As the leaders swing their way through the S's, we pause now for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway as Ty Gibbs leads with 6 of 25 laps in stage number 2 completed, 19 laps to go here in stage 2 as they cross the start-finish line. Alongside Mark Arrow, my name is Brad Gilley. Joining us in the turns, Doug Turnbull, Doug Rice, and Rob Albright. On pit road, we have Alan Cavana, Wendy Venturini, and Brett McMillan as our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters. And our top 10 now looking like this. Ty Gibbs leads Jesse Love, Sam Mayer, Shane Van Gisbergen in fourth, Sheldon Creed is fifth, sixth is Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer is seventh, Austin Hill is eighth, Parker Kligerman ninth, and in tenth is John Hunter Nemechek.
11th on the grid right now is Chandler Smith. A.J. Allmendinger has rebounded from 14th up to 12th. 13th is Sammy Smith. Austin Green, 14th. 15th is Jeb Burton with Parker Retzlaff, his teammate at Jordan Anderson Racing, 16th. 17th, Ryan Sieg. Anthony Alfredo, 18th. Josh Williams just moved up to 19th. As Boris said, drops back to 20th.
Coming down through the S's, Rob Albright. Ty Gibbs is not driving away from Jesse Love. In fact, he might be losing some ground.
Yeah, just a couple of car lengths of separation. Let's see who gets the better job done of braking as they decelerate and go down through the gears entering turn number 11. Love is able to narrow the gap from about six car lengths to three on entry. However, he loses those car lengths back on exit of turn 11.
That Leo lead duo, the last time actually gained ground on fourth place, Shane Van Gisbergen. This time around, Van Gisbergen went from 3 seconds, still 3.2 seconds back, riding in fourth. The man who led every lap in stage number one, lead machines back on top of the course.
And they are going through turn three right now. It's the black and orange accented number 19 of Ty Gibbs in the lead. Two car lengths back to car number two, Jesse Love. Third place, a three-time road course winner, Sam Mayer. They head to four.
It's a Toyota of Gibbs, a couple of Chevys behind him, and Jesse Love and Sam Mayer, and also a Chevrolet for Shane Van Gisbergen. And guys, it looks to me like right now, Shane Van Gisbergen is where he wants to be on the racetrack. He's comfortable being in fourth. Doesn't look like he wants to use that car up.
Top four again have separated themselves from the rest of the field. There's about two car lengths back to second place, Jesse Love. Make that three. Same gap back to Mayer. Make it five or six back to the Shane Van Gisbergen machine. But then a pretty good battle after that. Sheldon Creed, Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer, tight group there, followed by Austin Hill and Kligerman heading for turn 11.
They'll battle toward turn number 11. Very close proximity to one another. I think Dev Bryce hit the nail on the head when he mentioned that Shane Van Gisbergen, he's playing strategy right now. He wants those tires to be good after 25 laps of racing.
For SVG, last time it was 3.2 seconds back. This time, 3.5 seconds back. But behind him right now, Sheldon Creed sitting in fifth. He's got a lot of heat, Doug Turnbull.
Indeed, as they come higher up the hill here to turn number two, Sheldon Creed leads it wide. It's almost a two-wide battle behind it for six as Cole Custer gets in line back behind Justin Allgaier. They slow down, make that left-hander to turn three, turn it to the right, and then exit straight out of 3A. Down the hill, it's still Creed leading that train from the fifth spot.
Creed is in fifth right now, hanging on tight in that sixth spot is going to be Justin Allgaier, making his life miserable as Cole Custer. Custer now dives to the inside in turn seven. Can he make it stick? He gets up on the corner panel of Allgaier, but he'll hold him off this time by.
And this time by, as they come down the S's, Cole Custer is going to have to regroup and try and hit that again, but he's going to stay right on the back bumper of Justin Allgaier. They're making their final left-hand turn through the S's before hitting the high-speed turn number 10, Rob.
We're still seeing these guys play nice in the sandbox. We're early in this race. Cole Custer definitely faster than Allgaier. He'll go deeper into turn number 11, drop dead even as they enter the corner, side by side through the turn. Let's see who has the better exit. That will determine who is in position. And Cole Custer looks like, but not quite, cleared of Justin Allgaier.
15 laps to go in stage number two. The hot spot right now is for sixth. Allgaier trying to hold off Cole Custer. He can't do it. Custer now moves up into that sixth position. Also now climbing up on the back bumper of Allgaier, Austin Hill. He's being trailed closely by Kligerman, Nemechek, Chandler Smith, and A.J. Allmendinger.
They come through turn number three. Custer has disposed of Allgaier, who's struggling with Austin Hill behind him. They come down the hill through 3A toward turn four as it looks like some cars are kicking up dust.
Allgaier this time, he's lost a little bit of speed. Austin Hill working all over him. A nice run also for Parker Kligerman. Kligerman wants to look to the inside of Hill. Nothing going this time. That's a tight group of four headed back down through the S's.
As they work their way down through the S's, that was a quick left-right-left combination there. That battle rages on as the leaders continue to pull away. Here is Allgaier still trying to hold off a number of cars as they work their way into turn number eight, down to 10. Austin Hill, Kligerman still right there.
As we watch this fight unfold for the sixth position, a little bit of a change up front. The front three have separated themselves from one another, but the fourth place car of Van Gisbergen has definitely visually narrowed the gap between himself and third running Sam Mayer.
Ty Gibbs just crossed the start finish line to complete 31 of 79 laps here at Sonoma Raceway. We have 14 to go in stage number two as Ty Gibbs leads Jesse Love, Sam Mayer, and Shane Van Gisbergen.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards scoring courtside seats for your favorite team. Progressive cannot guarantee that you can score courtside seats. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but courtside seats can be astronomical. Maybe if your team plays in a smaller market, you could swing it. Even still, it's unlikely. Maybe fourth row, which are still incredible seats that you'll enjoy greatly. Savings possible. Courtside, long shot. Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates, not available in all states. Progressive cannot guarantee that someone really tall will not sit in front of you at the game, rendering your excellent seats just okay.
Just a moment ago, Boris said in the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet, he spun, did not bring out a yellow flag, currently sitting in 34th.
You want more unfiltered NASCAR analysis? Well, you can visit our YouTube channel at GoPRN Live. There, you'll find expert opinions, race breakdowns, and much more from our great lineup of studio programming. Like and subscribe to GoPRN Live today. Ty Gibbs continues to lead Jesse Love here at Sonoma Raceway. We have 13 laps to go in stage number two. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway. 12 laps to go here in stage number two. We have a trio of O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters with us here today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Shane Van Gisbergen, who led all the laps in stage one and lost a little bit of ground when they made that big swing down pit road. However, Shane said this is the best his car has felt, and the team has told him he's 0.4 faster this run at this point of this stage than he was the last stage for Shane. So we know the car is doing better. He said the front's better. The rear definitely feels better. And there is talk of short pitting yet again for Shane Van Gisbergen. Alan Cavana.
After that first pit stop at the stage break, tires were of major interest down here on pit road. That's because many of them had large chunks of rubber missing out of them. Blistering, they're called. The car, the tires on John Hunter Nemechek's car and Chandler Smith's as well, three out of the four, each had big chunks of rubber just missing out of the tires. So concern, obviously, to the crew chiefs. I asked Tyler Allen, the crew chief for John Hunter Nemechek, and I said, how big of a deal is this? And he said, well, they made it to the stage end. Remember, that first stage was only 20 laps. If the final stage has to run more than 20 laps, it seems like it is a concern big time for these crew chiefs, Brett McMillan.
Well, Ty Gibbs continues to lead this race, but they're cautioning him to be careful out there. Said, make sure you save your rear tires. Don't push them too hard. We've still got a long way to go in this race. A.J. Allmendinger's been cautioned to, hey, look out for guys who get a short pit here. That could change the complexion of this race just a little bit.
So at this point, SVG and the leader, Ty Gibbs, have been 1-2 the last two or three laps by here at Sonoma Raceway. And although Van Gisbergen has run the quicker laps, Gibbs, on a little bit older tires, is only a couple of tenths behind his time. So right now, the gap still 3.3 seconds from first place Gibbs back to Shane Van Gisbergen, who won stage number one. Want to remind you that coming up tomorrow, it is going to be the Toyota Save Mart 350 at 2:30 Eastern Time. If you missed it earlier today, Joey Logano captured his second pole position here at Sonoma as he beats Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson. That was our top five in qualifying again a little bit earlier this afternoon here at Sonoma.
Looks like we got a battle on the racetrack. Doug Rice, I think it's headed to you.
That's a battle for second, third, and fourth right now. Jesse Loves has it. He's got a lot of heat. heat right now from Sam Mayer, and SVG's watching all this unfold. They're into turn seven, the big rounder that goes back to the right. They'll stay in that same position. Love Mayer and SVG down the hill.
As they head down the hill now through the S's, Jesse Love running in the second spot. About a car length back is Sam Mayer. SVG is trailing Sam Mayer as well. This is the fastest part of the racetrack, but Rob, they're about to get on the brakes hard right in front of you.
Oh, yeah, they are. As Gibbs continues to stretch his legs out front, things are tight for second, third, and fourth. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen right to the back bumper of Sam Mayer. Turn number 11. He cannot make the pass. Mayer gets sideways off the corner. Van Gisbergen is there, but yet to make the pass.
This battle happening with nine laps to go here in stage number two. Love, Mayer, and SVG climb the hill again to turn number two.
As they upshift, they have to get on the brakes into turn two. Blind corner. Love takes it a little wider. Mayer looks inside at Van Gisbergen trying to choose the line that Mayer doesn't take. As now they turn left into turn three. They get on the brakes. They hit gas again. Upshift, up the hill, down the hill. Love still leading him for that second spot, third and fourth.
Three-way battle for second, about 3 seconds behind race leader Ty Gibbs. Through turn four, they're headed for another right-hander in turn seven. It's more of an ellipse. It's still going to be Love. Shane Van Gisbergen dives to the inside of Mayer. They're side-by-side on the exit. Mayer will hold the spot.
SVG tried to make the pass just before the S's, couldn't make it stick. That's allowed Jesse Love in the second spot now to pull away from Mayer and Shane Van Gisbergen. They work their way down the hill again, heading for turn 10.
Shane Van Gisbergen still new to American racing NASCAR style, but you wouldn't know it watching the way he's competing all season long thus far. He'll dive into turn number 11. Once again, will he get to the back bumper of Mayer? Yes. Does he make the move to the inside? No, not on entry at least. Off turn 12, it's Ty Gibbs, 20 car lengths over Love. He's 5 car lengths over this fight for second.
Eight laps to go right now here in stage number two. That battle for third is going to continue up the hill toward you, Doug Turnbull.
Indeed, as Jesse Love pulls away in second, third place is Sam Mayer. SVG, let's see how he gets into turn number two. He gets a little more aggressively than Mayer. Then he tries to cross him over from behind, but Mayer holds his line there as SVG cannot find a way around. In turn number three, they climb the hill again, back in the gas. It is still Mayer ahead of Shane Van Gisbergen as Ty Gibbs is out front.
Gibbs just pulling away. Jesse Love's in a comfortable second. The battle is still for third. It's Shane Van Gisbergen working all over Mayer. He made a real run at him last time. This time, he'll just stay in his tire tracks and stay in fourth.
All right, now as the field comes through the S's, Shane Van Gisbergen continuing to trail Sam Mayer back behind them. Some other battles happening on the racetrack. Austin Hill is in the A spot right now. He's been fighting hard with Justin Allgaier. Things are starting to heat up. We have eight laps to go here in stage number two.
We'll continue to follow this fight for second, third, and fourth as Jesse Love is hanging on. The advantage for the race leader as Ty Gibbs makes his way off turn number 11, about 15 car lengths over Jesse. Two more, three more now, back to Sam Mayer. Mayer's tires are going away because he slipped sliding all through turn 11, and Gisbergen waiting for the opportunity to pounce.
Justin Allgaier continues to slip back. Austin Hill has passed him. Chandler Smith has passed him as they come to the start-finish line, working their way through this area with seven laps to go. Parker Kligerman and John Hunter Nemechek have also bypassed Justin Allgaier.
That's all in the back of the top 10 as they climb the hill there. Parker Kligerman looking for his first Xfinity win. He's from the back of the top 10 now with John Hunter Nemechek behind him. They come down and into turn number three. Hard on the brakes there as they made that left-hand turn and quickly back in the gas as they're starting to space themselves out here and see if any are going to pit.
The front six remain unchanged this last time by. Hanging on to six is going to be Cole Custer. Seventh is Austin Hill. Riding in that eight spot is going to be Chandler Smith, and he looks pretty stout. He's being challenged, though, by Parker Kligerman, John Hunter Nemechek, and the fading Justin Allgaier.
That battle happening well behind the leaders, actually some 13 seconds behind the leaders. They make their way through the S's. Again, Kligerman is trying to climb up on the back bumper of John Hunter Nemechek. Nemechek, of course, is trying to catch the Chandler Smith machine, or rather Kligerman now is in that spot. Nemechek, Allgaier, and again, Austin Green. Rob Albright doing a great job. Green running in 12th.
He lost half a dozen spots on the restart, but he's been slowly picking them off. A few laps ago, he drove around A.J. Allmendinger, so the kid's got some skills, no doubt about it, as Austin Hill leads this pack off of turn 11.
We have six laps to go now here in stage number two here at Sonoma Raceway. Ty Gibbs continues to lead Jesse Love by 3.5 seconds. Then it's Sam Mayer, Shane Van Gisbergen, who are still in a very tight battle now coming to you, Doug Rice.
In turn four, it's Jesse Love, two car lengths over Sam Mayer. SVG tried everything he can to get around Mayer this time as they dive into turn seven. He peeks to the outside. Nothing going on there. We'll just stay in the tire tracks of Sam Mayer as they head into turn eight and back down through the S's.
Last week at Portland, Shane Van Gisbergen drove into victory lane with the car that looked like it was beat up. He's beating it up now, coming through the S's, right on the back bumper of Sam Mayer. He looks to his right. He looks to his left. He's going to try and make a move here, Rob.
A week ago, at Portland, he gave Mayer a shot, and it sent Sam off the track momentarily. It cost him, but now Van Gisbergen has been much more patient, not wanting to replicate what happened last week. In turn number 11, he dives deep into the corner. He'll have the advantage off the turn, but Mayer don't go easily as he battles back hard.
As they cross the stripe, five to go, Van Gisbergen has taken over the third spot. He'll now try to chase down Jesse Love as he works his way through turn one, the left-hander, back up to the right-hander, turn number two.
What a masterclass in track position from SVG up to the third spot. Sam Mayer hasn't given it up as he sits there at fourth. They trail Jesse Love by several car lengths. Out front, Ty Gibbs enters turn four now, several seconds ahead.
Ty Gibbs in a different zip code from the rest of the field right now. Jesse Love has pulled away a little bit in that second spot. Let's call it 10 car lengths back to Shane Van Gisbergen in the fourth place, Sam Mayer, as they roll through turn seven and get ready to head back down the hill.
As they work their way through the S's again, Ty Gibbs 4.4 seconds ahead of Love. And although SVG has moved into third, he's 5.5 seconds back as they again climb down the hill gradually into turn number eight, then to turn number 10.
Watch this battle as it continues. Jesse Love's advantage over Shane Van Gisbergen is about a dozen car lengths. Van Gisbergen will try to narrow that entering turn number 11. He'll shrink it down to about four car lengths. Off turn 11, Ty Gibbs, 25 car lengths up over Jesse Love, who continues to hang on at least for the moment to that second position.
Ty Gibbs with the big lead right now as we have four laps to go in stage number two. We do expect to see some short pitting here, even though that's going to be on the very outer edge of the fuel window as the leaders have to head up to you, Turnbull.
And yeah, as Ty Gibbs scoots away into turn three, coming out of turn two now is Jesse Love. He's trailed behind by Shane Van Gisbergen and Sam Mayer, and then it's a couple of seconds behind them to the fifth place of Sheldon Creed. The leader, Gibbs, goes through four.
Kind of impressed with the run that Sam Mayer's given this car. Van Gisbergen got around him three laps ago, but he hasn't really pulled away. Mayer's only about six car lengths back. He's in fourth, riding in the fifth spot. He's had a really strong run today, is Sheldon Creed.
This time down the S's, our race leader, Ty Gibbs, when he comes across the start-finish line, it's going to be three laps to go. He has a pretty commanding lead now coming through the S's. The big question, will we see some teams short pit now? Very few could wait to the next lap before they can do it. Ty Gibbs now coming to the hairpin, Rob.
And he'll stay out on the racetrack. You know, we've almost completed two full stages here this afternoon. Not a single caution flag brought out other than the green and white checkered at the end of stage one, as Ty Gibbs continues to have things his own way in this second stage.
Just three laps to go in this second stage of the Zip 250. Then it's Love, Van Gisbergen, then all the way back to Sheldon Creed in the fourth spot. Looks like we do have some cars that are hitting the pit lane, and we're going to keep it right here until we figure out who that is. Chandler Smith, along with Parker Kligerman, passing the start-finish line. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
And Austin Hill is one of those cars that has decided to pit early. They're around to the left side, putting four tires on the car. No adjustments that I can see, but the team said they just didn't have the same speed they had in that first stage, Brad McMillan.
Sam Mayer comes in, and he gets a two-tire stop. We'll check on that. Also in, A.J. Allmendinger, he said the car is super loose. They're going to give him a four-tire change. They're working on the right side now. They're also giving him a major chassis adjustment. Two rounds on that. As they come around to the left side, car's jacked up, being filled up with Sunoco fuel, and now they drop the jack, and A.J. pulls away.
Getting out just ahead of him is Austin Green, who also made a pit stop there. Again, these with under two laps to go now in this event.
All right, it looks like Shane Van Gisbergen's going to stay out. Jesse Love is going to stay out. We're coming to two to go right now. Here comes our race leader, Ty Gibbs. So once again, SVG stayed out in stage number one. He's going to stay out in stage number two. This time, Ty Gibbs stays out as well. And Doug Turnbull looks like he's going to try and win a stage.
He's got a very similarly large lead as SVG had a stage ago, as Gibbs is in turn three right now. A decent battle for the second position exiting turn number two. SVG is working. Jesse Love, SVG gets harder into turn three. As Love pulls away, they're only about a car length and a half apart as SVG wants that second spot in those precious stage points, Doug Rice.
Ty Gibbs has about a quarter of a mile lead over the field, but that's a good battle back there for the runner-up spot. Jesse Love has in his draft Shane Van Gisbergen into turn seven. That's a big round turn. Van Gisbergen gets a little bit loose, but still working on the rear deck lid of Jesse Love.
You know, two rookies in this series battling for that second position, and they're only rookies of equality based on the number of years that they have at this in this series. But a great battle continues for that second position into turn number 10. Van Gisbergen gets to the back bumper of Jesse Love. Let's see if he tries to outbreak him getting into turn 11. He'll stay right on the back bumper and so far showing patience as they move through 11. Now he goes to the inside. Shane Van Gisbergen will get underneath the car of Jesse Love and they'll race side by side into turn 12.
That battle happening over 5 seconds behind Ty Gibbs as he crosses the stripe. One lap to go in stage two. Van Gisbergen makes the pass, move him up to second as they head to turn number two.
But the battle's not done yet as SVG climbs the hill. He's going to exit wide of turn two. Love right at his tire tracks there as Ty Gibbs is almost into turn four by now. SVG leads Love through that second position through turn three and up the hill onto the flat there. SVG is P2 and down the hill to turn number four.
Ty Gibbs not concerned with that battle for second. Shane Van Gisbergen to the good over Jesse Love by about three car lengths down the short chute into turn seven. It's going to be Shane Van Gisbergen by about a comfortable, if you can call it, two car length advantage over Jesse Love.
Final time down to the S's here in stage number two. Ty Gibbs things well in hand as he looks for his first stage win. This being only his third start on the Xfinity Series in 2024. He's in turn number 10.
And he's closing up on the back of a couple of cars that are trying hard to stay on the lead lap. That is Garrett Smithley right in front of the race leader. Gibbs has no reason to be too aggressive with him. Into turn number 11 for the final time in this stage. Jesse Love tries to get back to the inside of Shane Van Gisbergen, but he will not be able to do that.
Ty Gibbs now crosses the start-finish line, enjoys a 6.3-second advantage over second place Shane Van Gisbergen. Then it's Jesse Love coming across the start-finish line. Here comes Sheldon Creed. He'll finish stage two and fourth. Cole Custer will be fifth. Behind Cole Custer, Chandler Smith brings his Toyota across the start-finish line. Then it's John Hunter Nemechek, Parker Kligerman, Justin Allgaier, and behind Justin Allgaier, it looks like it is going to be Parker Retzlaff. Takes away the 10th spot from Sammy Smith as stage number two is complete here at Sonoma Raceway.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. Ty Gibbs wins stage number two here at Sonoma Raceway in the Zip 250 for the Xfinity Series. Becomes the 10th different stage winner on that series this season. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway. Stage number two is complete. Ty Gibbs, the winner of stage two. Stage one winner, Shane Van Gisbergen, runs in second right now. We'll get a little bit of a mix-up on the leaderboard, Mark, because we did have some pit stops coming out just before the end of stage two. The interesting thing here, the projected fuel window, 35 laps. Stage three is 34 laps long. That means people like Sam Mayer, who came in, they're going to have to stretch out their Sunoco fuel mileage just a bit more. It helps that we have these caution laps here at the stage two break, but we're about to have potentially the longest run under green that we've had all day long, and we've seen some cars already wear themselves out within 20 to 25 lap stages.
It'll be interesting. Do you have enough fuel and enough tires to finish out this race this afternoon? A.J. Allmendinger, one of those guys who pitted early, and of course he's one of the favorites coming into this race, hasn't shown the kind of muscle yet to go up there, take the lead, do what he needs to do, but maybe you get him out front, clean air, being king, never know.
You'd never know. Sammy Smith has had to make an early exit from this race. Saw something with him with some smoke on the course right before on that last lap of stage number two. He's back in the garage, a broken axle for Sammy Smith. So tough break for him here in this race at Sonoma Raceway. But right now, the field in tow behind the Toyota GR Super Pace car. Pit road is open, and Ty Gibbs is going to lead the field through. It's a long entrance to pit road, Mark. They actually have to go on the outside of the hairpin in turn number 11 before they can hit a pit box.
And at 40 miles per hour, it takes a while to get there. Meanwhile, out on the racetrack, pace car driver Jason Brownlow behind the wheel of that Toyota GR Supra. He runs 45 as they run 40 down the pit lane. Right now, let's go to Alan Cavana.
The first pit box on pit road is Chandler Smith. He slides it into his pit box. They had a great run there, very fast, happy with it. They just have to fix turn 7 and 8. Chandler has to do that out on the racetrack. Up a little ahead, John Hunter Nemechek in the 20 car, still fighting loose condition from stage 1.
Shane Van Gisbergen said the front end is all over the place and the rear axle has a vibration on the right-handed turns. It's four tires, Sunoco fuel. Also in third, Jesse Love. He's losing ground in turn 11. The roll speed and the center of the exit of the turn is his hardest spot. They were afraid to lose balance, so it was a simple air pressure adjustment for Jesse Love. Brett McMillan?
Four tire change, no changes for Ty Gibbs, but he did wait on fuel. They held him here. The tires were all done, but they did hold him for a few extra seconds to make sure it was full.
Cole Custer wins the race off of pit road. He is followed by Shane Van Gisbergen, and it's showing Sam Mayer next. Sam Mayer actually had to come back down pit road. Sheldon Creed, Justin Allgaier, and Parker Kligerman as well. It looks like Jesse Love had a really odd entry into his pit box as well. That might have slowed him down. When we come back, we're going to give you a leaderboard update here as we're about to start stage three at Sonoma.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge.
In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at HuntBrothersPizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Watching a replay, Brett McMillan was right. They definitely packed Ty Gibbs' car full of fuel with his Toyota GR Supra. They were also on pit road for a little bit of an extended period of time with an issue getting the left rear off the race car. At Progressive Insurance, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We'll give you a full field leaderboard and get stage number 3 underway when we come back to Sonoma Raceway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Back here live at Sonoma Raceway, getting ready to start the final stage. Just had a round of pit stops. Chandler Smith had a fast car and a fast stage too, but he sort of dirt tracked it when he got into this. His pit stall and slid. He slid too far and got blocked in by the car in front of him. Lost some pit position because of it, Wendy Venturini.
On this end, Jesse Love had a little bit of difficulty getting into his pit stall on time because he couldn't see his sign. He made a hard left. He almost overshot it. He had to back it up. He lost about 11 spots on pit road based on that slight little incident that caused him to have to back up the car. And I believe he's going to be starting in the 16th when we have Shane Van Gisbergen, who pitted right in front of him, restarting in fifth. Brett McMillan.
Well, Brad mentioned that Sam Mayer came back down pit road. He'd pitted once before, but he got right side tires only that time. This time he came in and got left side tires only. An opportunity for a quicker pit stop, a little better track position when they start this final stage.
Pit road penalties for John Hunter Nemechek, Jeremy Clements, Riley Herbst. They will have to go to the back. Let's set the field for you as we get set to take the green flag in the third and final stage of the Zip 250 Xfinity Series race here from Sonoma. Austin Hill, your leader. Austin Green, second. A.J. Allmendinger, third. Cole Custer, fourth. Fifth, Shane Van Gisbergen. Sam Mayer, sixth. Seventh, Sheldon Creed. And then eighth, Justin Allgaier. Parker Kligerman, ninth. Tenth, Jeb Burton.
Josh Williams running 11th. Chandler Smith is 12th. Parker Retzloff, 13th. Ty Gibbs down to 14th after having that slow pit stop on the left rear. Ryan Sieg is 15th. Jesse Love, 16th. Wendy Venturini talked about what happened to him on pit road. 17th is Anthony Alfredo. Jeremy Clements being shown as 18th, but he's dropping to the back. Then it's Kyle Weatherman. Brandon Jones rounding out the top 20.
Ed Jones being scored 21st. 22nd, Blaine Perkins. Ryan Ellis, 23rd. Alex LeBay next in line, followed by Josh Balicki in 25th, 26th, Brennan Poole, Kyle Sieg, Preston Partis, Boris Said, and Thomas Annunziata now finishing out the top 30.
Matt DiBenedetto, 31st. Garrett Smithley, 32nd. Riley Herbst is 33rd. He had to drop to the back because of a penalty. Brad Perez is 34th. John Hunter Nemechek also serving a penalty, 35th. Leland Honeyman, 36th, minus one. Sammy Smith off the track. He's 37th. Haley Deegan, 38th. She is minus seven. And Rob, the field stacked up in front of you.
A pair of Austins will restart this race in the front row. The upstart Austin Green will start alongside Austin Hill. Behind them in the second row is the car of on the inside is Cole Custer. On his flank is A.J. Allmendinger. Restarting in row number three, Sam Mayer along with Shane Van Gisbergen. The Toyota GR Super goes to pit road, and the field heads to the Geico restart zone.
Green flag is back out. 30 laps to go in this race today at Sonoma Raceway. Austin Hill has the lead. A.J. Allmendinger now battling for second with Austin Green.
Some different names in the mix up front here as Austin Hill scoots away. And Austin Green puts some contact to Hill. As they come out of turn number two, Shane Van Gisbergen takes a three wide for the sixth position. Move Van Gisbergen next to Mayer up in about the fourth spot now as Austin Hill scoots away down the hill. Exiting turn 3A has trouble in front of me here. Several cars, multiple cars are wrecking. It started with a spin and it's hard to see which ones are involved because there's so much smoke. I saw Josh Williams go around. Heavy damage to, it looks like, several other machines, including Riley Herbst and the 19 of Ty Gibbs, who just won stage two.
Brandon Jones also got spun around there, and Ty Gibbs indeed. Heavy damage to his car. Same thing for Brandon Jones. Parts and pieces flying off the back of that car as he tries to take that wounded machine back to pit road.
Josh Williams also has a lot of damage on the number 11. That car is smoking as he goes back down the racetrack. Also, heavy damage here for Chandler Smith as he is limping back to the start-finish line. A lot of cars involved there in front of Doug Turnbull. And the biggest loser, it looks like, is going to be Ty Gibbs, the right side of that number 19 Toyota, all used up.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs, a lot of damage on his car, and that's what a slow pit stop did. It put him back in the fray. And Mark, it looked like a demolition derby at the top of turn two.
Everything got checked up there, and Chandler Smith was the first car to get booted and turned, and after that, it was a major league traffic jam, and Ty Gibbs got the worst of it, Brandon Jones as well. But it all started back there with this kind of an accordion effect, and Chandler Smith got punted, and when he got turned sideways, it completely roadblocked this road course, and that brings out our first yellow flag for any kind of deal on the racetrack we've had today. The first two stages went clean and green. Stage three, not so much.
Yeah, first caution for cause, and this is going to be a bit of a cleanup. Brandon Jones' car is stranded on the racetrack. It looks like we've got some cars on pit road as well, trying to get a little bit of crash damage on the DVP clock. Austin Hill, A.J. Allmendinger, Austin Green, Shane Van Gisbergen, Cole Custer, Sam Mayer, Sheldon Creed, Justin Allgaier, Parker Kligerman, Jesse Love, the top 10. They all got through that clean. Brennan Poole is now up to 11th. Ed Jones is 12th. Ryan Ellis, 13th. Anthony Alfredo, 14th. After Josh Williams spun right there, Mark, it looks like most of the field just literally stacked way up behind them and have severe damage on their cars.
I don't know. Again, Ty Gibbs was right on the back bump of Chandler Smith, and again, you have this accordion effect. I'm not sure they touched or not, but Smith was the first one to go, and then right there as well went Josh Williams. And like you said, after that, there wasn't really a whole lot of real estate. And you have to be careful when you jump off into the dirt here because you could get stuck as well. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
Well, Ty Gibbs just made it into his pit stall. He had to be directed from the pit box because he could not see out the front of the car. The hood is buckled up in front of him. They had to guide him into the pit stall. So they've gone around to the right side. They're taking a look at the car right now. He's cut off the engine. They're looking at the hood to see what they can do there, whether or not they can remove it. I don't think they're going to be able to kind of jump, you know, pound it back down. But they're taking a look at the hood. They're talking to the crew and trying to decide if there's enough, if there's too much damage to fix. He's also got some damage at the rear end. The rear deck lid is kind of split down at ground level. They said the radiator does have a hole in it, so they are finished.
Ah, tough luck for Ty Gibbs here today. He won stage number two, and his day is going to end early. And just so much damage on a lot of these race cars here. And again, they have Josh Williams' car on the hook. He's out of the car. That car's not moving anywhere just yet. They've got a lot of work to do here before we get this track cleaned up. And for people who are on any kind of a fuel strategy, wondering if they could stretch it all the way to the edge, well, that Sunoco fuel is going to get them a lot further right now with these laps under caution.
Absolutely what the doctor ordered for those guys, no question about it. Usually they talk about it's not a perfect science, but they go like two caution laps per green flag lap. So they're kind of, they figure they're always getting at least one lap out of going on yellow. Watching that replay, number one, amazing amount of dust and dirt got thrown up by those guys that got flown off the racetrack. And watching Ty Gibbs, he pounds into the back of one car, then as he spun off into the dirt, another car jumped off the racetrack to try to get around it, ran in to the left rear of Ty Gibbs' car. So that is the reason why that car is kind of beat up on all four corners.
I would like to survey two of our turn announcers, because it looks like there are a lot of things on the track, maybe different things. Doug Turnbull, Doug Rice. Turnbull, we'll start with you. What does the racetrack condition look like in front of you?
Yeah, for sure. Well, first off, as they were driving into this turn with a wreck, the sun was shining right at them, and then all of that dirt and smoke helped affect the crash. Now, right in front of me, as I see the wounded car of Chandler Smith go by, I see an Elgin machine, which is one of the track cleaners, and then several jet drying trucks. I've seen one of the track safety workers putting the stay dryer, the kitty litters they call it, on the racetrack, and so they're also hooking up, I think, another car to a wrecker that's just out of my sight. Maybe Doug Rice can see it, not sure, as they've had several cars stranded on the track after this melee here, then the restart to begin stage number three.
Thanks, Doug. That is Brandon Jones' number nine machine just at the entrance to turn four. They are just now getting a wrecker hooked up to that car, so it's going to be a while before it clears off. And then when you come down the chute, through turn seven, about halfway down through the S's, there are also a lot of AMR safety vehicles at that part of the racetrack. I don't know if there's a car there. I think it's just debris on the racetrack, but it got pretty cluttered up here. And one of the more interesting aspects was that the leaders kept racing for like 5 seconds after that crash happened because the yellow hadn't came out. So it was frantic by the time they got to turn seven. And as I speak, they're now putting down the stay dry in the big ellipse that is turn seven that goes back to the right that starts downhill to the S's.
Tough break for Josh Williams. He had back-to-back top tens, eighth at Charlotte, seventh at Portland, starting to get things rolling for Colic Racing. Instead of getting his third top ten today, he gets his third DNF. Let's go down to Alan Cavana.
Chandler Smith in for a second time as the team puts more bear bond. I saw the car coming right at me as he pulled into his pit stall in the front left. The nose of the car, that's completely gone, so they're trying to patch that up as much as they can. Also, the right rear of the car has a ton of damage, a bunch of bear bond going on. Chandler Smith was just out there for a lap, pushed it hard a little bit, and said, look, I mean, it still runs. There's nothing major wrong with it other than a lot of the body damage, so that's what they're trying to fix right now. Remember, a lot of this may be attributed to his track position out there on the track coming in for the pit stop. He got caught and too far in his box, then was boxed in at the end, lost a lot of track position there, and this may end up being the result here.
No doubt the problems for Ty Gibbs on pit road cost him dearly. He was back in the middle of that car, now heavily damaged, a car that led 26 laps and won stage number two, looked to be in prime position to maybe win this race, and now that went out the window. Starting, what lit the fuse for Ty Gibbs and his problems was the problem on pit road, got him back in the pack, and now that car absolutely used up.
This is going to be an extensive caution. As Doug Rice had mentioned, they were putting some stay dry down in front of him in turn number seven, right there in that kind of roundabout right-hand section of the racetrack. And you could see some fluid actually working its way down through the S's. A lot of stay dry up in front of Doug Turnbull as the crews make their, makes their way now, in toward turn 11. Austin Hill is leading this race. Right now we have 28 laps to go. AJ Allmendinger's running in second. Austin Green in third. Then it's Shane Van Gisbergen. Wendy Venturini had mentioned that Shane Van Gisbergen was feeling something a little off in the rear of his race car. Remember, Sammy Smith is off of the track right now because they actually had an axle break in his car. So we still have a lot of racing to go, Mark. Even though we're going to run through a handful of these laps under caution here with the extensive cleanup that's going to be going, we're going to come back. We'll still have a good handful of laps, and there are no guarantees as to what's going to happen in this race.
As they cross the line, again under yellow, still 27 laps to go. In an oval track race, you'd go, well, that's not very many laps. Well, remember, you have 1.99 miles, 12 turns. That is still a monster amount of time, as you talked about, Brad. And so I'm guessing we'll restart this race 23, 24 laps to go, somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe. We'll have to see. You know, Brandon Jones, will see his car being taken off on the hook. He is headed for the garage area, and now we see Ty Gibbs' machine also on the end of the hook. He's out of it. For Brandon Jones, his fifth DNF of the season. Had an engine blow at Richmond, accidents at Martinsville, Talladega, Portland, and now here at Sonoma. Again, gives him five DNFs on the season. A quick break. We'll come right back to Sonoma Raceway.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo, talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Cleaning up a big mess here at Sonoma Raceway as we've had our first caution for cause. 27 laps to go here in the Zip 250. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Still under yellow in the third and final stage of the Zip 250 Xfinity Series race. Again, a programming reminder, tomorrow we're back on the air at 2:30 Eastern Time for the Toyota Save Mart 350. Joey Logano will lead him to the green flag, his third pole position this season and his second here at Sonoma.
A very fast race car in qualifying earlier here today. And for our all-star race winner, Joey Logano, the one win that he really needs is one in a points-paying race. We have two multi-time champions that are active drivers in the NASCAR Cup Series right now. That's Joey Logano and Kyle Busch. Both of those drivers come into this race weekend outside of playoffs contention. Neither has a win. Neither is within the bubble to be a playoff driver. We have 11 races to go, including tomorrow's Toyota Save Mart 350 before NASCAR's postseason begins.
Yeah, again, on the outside looking in, when you take a look at the Cup Series point standings, it's really tight at the top, and then you got some real battles to go on at down at the bottom level. Denny Hamlin, 21 points up on Kyle Larson, 27 on Chase Elliott. But then again, you go back to Joey Logano. He is 16th, Kyle Busch 17th in the points, Logano 14 points off the bubble, Kyle Busch 20. So it's not a big gap. But again, you'd rather be on the other side of that, certainly right now.
If you're going to take them and put them into playoffs contention, Kyle Busch and Joey Logano, two multi-time champions, you have to pull people out. And you look at the people above them, that's not going to be an easy thing. It's real easy to put them in. It's not easy to take them out.
Yeah, the guys directly in front of them, Bowman, Chastain, Blaney, Wallace, Buescher, that's a pretty tough group, and they're all running pretty well right now. Let's go down to Alan Cavana.
And I'm with Josh Williams, one of the victims of that crash. Just tell us what you saw. It looked very dusty and big mess out there.
Yeah, it's what happens when you send the rich kids to the back with a bad pit stop. They got to win the race with 30 to go. But, I mean, it is what it is, man. We had a good run going. We started in the back and, you know, made our way up almost inside the top 10. So we're going to have a good day and keep this string going, but we'll go on to the next one and have another good day.
Dare I say you saw some aggression that you didn't expect?
Yeah, I mean, it's just straight three wide on the second corner. And You know, I was just a victim. I was on the wrong side of it, so just part of it.
Josh Williams done for the day.
Oh, thank you very much, Alan Cavana. Wonder who he was talking about, Mark Garrow. There was a certain number 19 that came in with the crushed hood.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs. Again, he was right there near the back bumper of Chandler Smith, and Smith was the first one to spin. So, again, there was so much smoke. Once Chandler Smith spun, you're trying to get a glimpse of the car right behind him, and there was debris and dirt and dust everywhere, so kind of hard to see.
Let's survey our turn announcers who are a part of this, both Doug Rice and Doug Turnbull. Doug Turnbull, how are things looking up there in turns two and three?
I was a part of it. I was not the rich kid coming from the back causing the crash, okay? Just to be clear, I was up here calling it, and yes, indeed. So what we saw the last time you checked with us is an armada of safety crew trucks almost completely blocking the racetrack, having to tow away Brandon Jones's car, pick up debris. Well, now they've since sent the blowers through and are slowly blowing off the stage drive for the track that soaks up the fluid, but that they're starting to finish their job up in front of me. But Doug Rice, my goodness, you have something that probably a little boy would dream of. Tons of trucks out in front of you there still trying to finish the job.
Doug. I'm glad you exonerated yourself there, that you were not the cause of that melee. Yeah, there's an entire phalanx of safety vehicles up here in turn four. I count six right now, including the Elgin sweeper that comes along and helps suck up all that stay dry. I will give them credit. They had a big stream of it down through the S's. Most of that's been cleared off now, but it's still going to be at least two or three laps before we even think about going back to green flag racing. Let's go back down to pit side and Alan Cavana.
Yeah, back at the medical center. Brandon Jones is out, checked and cleared. Just give us what you saw from your perspective. It was a dusty mess out there.
For sure. I mean, everyone started checking up in front of us and couldn't really do anything about it. I think the worst part is when you start getting hit from behind, your mind's not really telling you to push the clutch in and get it out of gear, so the gear's trying to pull you through the wreck. You get hit from behind, you're on the brake, right? So you got a lot of forces just acting against you. I mean, I don't think that probably much I could have really done in that scenario except for just been faster all day and stayed out of that stuff a little bit, right? I mean, I gotta look in the mirror a little bit and try to figure out how to get better at these dang road courses. It's so hard. Also, we have simulation, and every time I go to the simulator, I'm one of the best cars in the simulator, and then I come here and I'm the worst car, right? So I just gotta keep working on my craft. I'm not gonna let this discourage us. You know, this is something that I didn't grow up doing much of road racing and just trying to get better at it, you know, and so this is an area we got to keep working towards, but really looking forward to Iowa coming up. I think it's going to be a really good one for us, and then we've got New Hampshire and a couple others in there that are going to be really solid tracks for us, so we just got to keep pushing forward. I know this team's fired up for those. We can't let them get down. We got to keep everybody amped up on the nine group, and always a thanks to Menards, Geldwin, for coming on board this weekend and helping us out with the race team.
Brandon Jones, looking forward to getting back to those ovals. Brett McMillan.
I'm here with Alec Jantz, the crew chief for AJ Allmendinger. You guys have slowly worked on this car just a little bit. Now you guys sitting there in the top two. And this is a good guy to have sitting here running up front in a road course, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Kyle Grayson couldn't ask for anybody better than AJ Allmendinger behind the wheel. Having an opportunity to start on the front row right here. It's been a little bit of a frustrating day, but we've just kept digging, kept chipping along at it all day, and he's done a great job inside and telling us what he needed to be better, and hopefully this clean air will fix everything we fought all day.
How big would this one be for AJ?
Oh, it would be huge. It would be the turning point of our season. You know, it's no lie. We've struggled a little bit here all year long. We need a little momentum, need a little bit of luck.
All right, good luck rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's Alec Jantz. He is the crew chief for the hometown boy, AJ Allmendinger.
You know, if you had to pick top three favorites going into this race as far as the road course racers, Allmendinger, Van Gisbergen, Mayer would have been my top three picks. Almendinger's currently second, Van Gisbergen fourth, Mayer in the fifth spot. So the heavyweights are moving their way to the front right now. And we spoke to Brandon Jones just a moment ago. He came into this race outside the top 12, and right now that'll hurt his cause. We are now going back to green. It will happen with 24 laps to go in this race. Austin Hill, A.J. Allmendinger, 1 and 2. Austin Green is third, fourth, Shane Van Gisbergen, fifth, Sam Mayer. Sixth is Cole Custer. Sheldon Creed is seventh. Eighth, Parker Kligerman. Ninth, Justin Allgaier. Ryan Sieg in 10th.
And Rob Albright, we're finally about to get a restart, and they are 2x2 in front of you.
Well, I think even though we've had the big one, which we rarely get at Sonoma, I think there's more to happen. The big story in turn 11 is that there's been no story. Usually chaotic down here. We have seen none of that this afternoon, but we've got plenty of racing to go. The Toyota GR Supra pace car will slowly make its way out of turn 11 and suddenly dart to the right and head to the safety of pit road as the race leader Austin Hill, along with A.J. Allmendinger, will bring them to the Geico restart zone.
Again, we'll take the green flag with 24 laps to go. It is out. And now Austin Hill with A.J. Allmendinger right on his passenger door, door to door. They go to turn number two.
And you know it's going to be aggressive on this restart because who's behind him? Shane Van Gisbergen, who tries to get under Allmendinger, but Allmendinger closes the doors. Austin Hill scoots to the lead, and who's up to fourth? It is Cole Custer, the winner of two road course races a year ago. Now they go through turn three and through the stage drive for the first time, but the cars for now, at least they keep grip.
Austin Hill pulls the train through turn four, hard right-hand turn. A.J. Allmendinger right in his tire tracks, and in third it's Shane Van Gisbergen, and then Cole Custer, and then Austin Green holds down the fifth spot.
Heading now into the S's, Austin Hill still leading the way over A.J. Allmendinger and Shane Van Gisbergen. Things look like they're getting a little bit heated behind them right now. You saw Sheldon Creed actually knocking doors with Sam Mayer. That's back actually just outside of the top five. Here come the race leaders down the hill. It's Austin Hill. It's A.J. Allmendinger and Shane Van Gisbergen.
Weaving their way back and forth like a snake traversing those series of S's. Now they'll set up for turn number 11. Here comes Van Gisbergen. He'll get even with his teammate, A.J. Allmendinger, side by side off turn 11. That fight doesn't last long. SVG moves into second, and now we'll set his sights on Austin Hill.
Across the start-finish line, we now have 23 laps to go here in the Zip 250. Austin Hill leads Shane Van Gisbergen up to two.
And Shane Van Gisbergen still getting heat from A.J. Allmendinger, who puts the fender to him there. But Van Gisbergen in second spot holds him off. Austin Hill likes that and has a three-car length lead. They scoot away from the fourth-place car of Sam Mayer, who's in turn three now, as leader Austin Hill exits turn 3A and down the hill to turn number four.
Down the hill hard they come. Turn four back to the right. It's still Austin Hill by about two car lengths. Shane Van Gisbergen in second. Third, A.J. Allmendinger. Then it's about eight car lengths back to Sam Mayer, and they all glide through turn seven and tackle the S's in turn eight.
A big loser, Cole Custer. Sam Mayer decided for a little payback just a moment ago in turn 11, turned Custer completely around, and before he could get the car turned around in the right direction, he pivoted down through the field all the way down to 31st.
Well, watch the race leaders now coming out of turn number 10.